Good.
Checking all levels right. over here.
Hello.
You're very into this.
Mike's all right. so excited. Oh, I'm so glad. All right.
So everybody, this is Mike and Frank. We've talked about them over and over and over.
Frankie.
I know. Frankie. We always say Frank, always just and say then Frank. I feel bad.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Like, oh, no. Okay, well, anyways, we wanted to have Mike and Frankie on because, well, A, you're the closest, so, like, why hasn't it happened before?
Right.
But B, because we've, I don't know, used your tools and car and life and expertise.
Well, everybody hears about us on the podcast.
Exactly. So you always hear
and Marty.
And Marty and all the things. We haven't had you on. And so we're so, like, grateful you guys live close, so.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome. Do you want to introduce yourselves, talk a little bit about your background in life, why you're such good New Yorkers, all that jazz?
Sure. I'm Mike. I'm Leo's cousin. Technically, his mom is my first cousin, so he's my first cousin once removed.
Which took us a long time to figure out, or at least me to understand, I guess.
I've lived in New York City my whole life. I was born in the Bronx, went to undergrad in Manhattan, went to grad school in the Bronx, and then moved to Astoria, Queens about 12 and a half years ago.
And you think that this is the best place to live in New York?
I sure do. Yeah.
Which is interesting. I mean, we've got... Okay.
I'm Frankie. I'm Mike's wife. We actually met on the subway in New York City.
Oh, we should totally get him to tell that story.
I grew up in Manhattan on the Upper West Side, and I went to school for 13 years on the Upper East Side, actually very close to Nightingale. But not a private school. And then I went to school, college in Ohio, Oberlin, and then I came back here, and I'm a teacher here in Astoria, and I've lived here about the same amount of time as Mike, maybe 1 month less.
Yeah, almost exactly the same.
And you also feel like Astoria is...
I love the community vibe in Astoria. I don't necessarily think that Astoria is the most exciting place if I was like 20 or 22, or like I get that there's like other places with more nightlife and stuff, but I really like the community aspect of Astoria, and I like that you're a short train ride away from
all of it.
Busier stuff if you want it.
That.
Yeah, that's
I like
nice.
Being able to just hop right in. Like for the parade, we just hopped
that
right
so
in and
easy.
Then we hopped right out and we didn't have to deal with
it. It's one of the best spots for access to the city. Like you're right through Long Island City, 10 minutes.
Yep.
Boom, you're in Manhattan on the Upper East Side.
And the ferry is sweet.
Yeah.
The ferry is so great, nice. Too, now that we have that.
Yeah. We're also in a unique situation where we have like a whole friend group core here because we've been here for so long. So it's kind of like everyone we would hang out with anyway is here already.
Right,
so why would we go somewhere else?
Sure.
The funny thing about that friend group is we're really the only ones who are actually from New York.
Yes.
Everyone else is
a transplant.
Oh, is that right?
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh. We're all from the Midwest.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Wait, that's crazy.
Closest is Jenna.
Yeah.
Jenna has roots in Jersey. Yeah.
And we've mentioned all of these people, like Lev.
Yeah,
we saw Lev the other day, just yesterday, and all of these people on the pod.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting, a different point of view. But
All the people.
Okay, what else do you got, Lev?
I want to know your subway story, meet cute.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and you haven't
heard
this
story before?
I don't think so.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Well, have you heard it, Leo?
Oh yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah. Okay, so this was July of 2015.
Go ahead and like.
I don't want to take all day, but
I was
coming home from a party. My friend Tommy was like having a going back to London party where he was living, and he and I stayed out a little extra late and had a couple extra drinks. And then when I was taking the train home, waiting at Union Square Station,
love that
for
station.
The N train. I had my earbuds in, my wired earbuds in, and
pre-AirPod.
I was waiting for a train.
Not a Walkman.
Yeah, I saw Frankie coming down. Obviously, didn't know her name. Saw her coming down the stairs towards the platform, and she was pissed off. She was just in a bad mood. I could tell because it was almost midnight. The train wasn't there, and it just didn't seem like it was going to come anytime soon. And we didn't really have like the time, you know.
We did.
Did it tell you how long?
Okay. It was a long time. It was like at least 20 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, I hate when it says that.
Okay, because it was late on a Friday. Correcting my microphone form
just
here.
A little bit. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is interesting. And I took my I took my earbuds out because nobody talks to someone who has their earbuds in.
Right.
And
that's good. That's good.
Before long, Frankie was saying something to me like, is this train ever going to come? Like, what, we're going to be here all night. And we quickly realized that.
I'm going to interject that there were also like some tourists there and they were like, oh, the next train's coming. And I was like, no, that's going the wrong.
It's going the wrong way.
Did you tell them?
Yes. I was like, no, that train is going to Brooklyn. Yeah. And they were like, what?
Yeah,
it's fine.
And we quickly learned that we're both going to Astoria. Mm-hmm. But then the train actually comes. It wasn't as nearly as long of a wait as we thought it was going to be. So we get
the
on the train.
MTA was inaccurate. Yeah,
we get on the train.
Classic.
She sits down. Frankie sits down. I think I stood for a stop or two, or I sat down maybe 6 to 8 feet away, and there was someone in between us who ended up getting off the train. He fell asleep.
Right? No, first you sat down next to me.
You got your mic there, dog.
Oh, you sat down next to me.
Oh.
You sat down next to me, and he was a little bit... He was on the other side of me. Yeah. And then we started talking.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Long story short.
She's literally talking like way over here. Sorry about that.
So to fast forward this a little bit, we end up sitting next to each other for most of the train ride and start chatting.
Cute.
She tells me her whole life story. I know where she's from and where she lives and that she's about to start teaching.
It was right
teaching.
Before I started teaching.
Yeah, for her, about to start her first year teaching. Wow. We finally get to Astoria. And by this point, she's basically told me, I know what stop she's going to get off. I know she's going to get off at 30th Avenue.
Oversharer.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we get towards 30th Avenue, I said, I hope this isn't too forward of me, but would you like to get together sometime? And your infamous response to me was, and I quote, well, I'm not sure what you're looking for, but I guess if you want to get together for a friendly neighborhood drink, that would be okay.
Classic.
So
that sounds like Frankie.
I quickly redirected and said, well, why don't you give me your phone number because you're about to get off the train.
Yeah.
And so I got her phone number. And that's where it could have ended, except the next day, fast forward 15 hours or so, I had a softball game with many of the people you now know. Hallie, Steve, other people were all on my team. And
Brad.
I was telling them that I was telling probably just Steve that I had, and Hallie, I guess that I had met someone.
About this.
Oh. This is the crazy part. Really.
Yeah, this is crazy.
That I had met someone on the train the night before, got her number. I was like, oh, that's cool. Play the game after the game.
How often are you asking girls for numbers? Because these people need to know that this Mike,
this was
Mike,
not a
Mike
common
is
curse.
Not, I don't know if I'm bursting a bubble here, but not the most.
Outgoing.
I would say he just like would pick and choose. Like he's not just handing any girl his number, you know?
That's
like,
definitely true.
That's
but
definitely
I,
true.
I don't know if you're talking to any strangers usually. I don't know.
Not
talk
a lot.
To some strangers.
Not okay. a lot. No. Right. I mean I guess back.
I'm just
day,
I was very shocked was here that you
it's very from, forward. I mean,
knowing
very
Frankie
forward.
And how outgoing you are.
I'm the one who talked first technically.
Oh, see, that,
you
that's
are.
What
technically
I was
technically
you are. That's right.
So I had this softball game, and after the game, we decided to go to a bar called Judy and Punch on 30th Avenue. It's still there.
Wow.
Which I had mentioned was my favorite bar.
You had.
But that's not why they went
that
there.
That was coincidence. It we was went coincidence. There because one of our friends, Trevor, was trying to hit on a girl.
Classic.
So
classic Trevor.
We went there for that. We end up sitting in the back. They have picnic tables. And we're there for barely 20 to 30 minutes when who walks in? Frankie
crazy.
With her friend.
15 hours later.
Wait, that's crazy.
And I was like, why are these people taking this whole giant picnic table? Like, they need to move over.
Team.
Well, you weren't taking the whole table. So I was like, we're sitting on the end of this table. And then I like saw
we
him.
Lock,
and I was
we
like,
see
oh,
each other.
Whoa.
I know you.
Hallie just starts laughing.
Hallie starts laughing because she
classic.
Very quickly
she puts
together that this was the person I met on the train the night before.
That's
wow.
crazy.
And then that's the story of how we met. We end up spending a lot
so
of time
so your friends
together.
Knew Frankie. Didn't Brad know you?
Oh,
Brad
so
had
that's
met,
a separate
that's
story.
That's a separate
okay.
coincidence.
Do you want me to go into that separate piece?
I would love that.
So,
a side tangent.
Having literally nothing to do with this, but also overlapping, months prior, my...
You date... You okay, yes, yeah, sir.
My, at the time, like, really close friend, still friend, but not as close, was visiting. She had just moved to Panama and was teaching in Panama, and she was in the city, and she was like, I'm going to go on an OkCupid date.
What's OkCupid?
It was an online dating
site. Is that the first Tinder?
No, it's like Tinder for old people.
Pre-Tinder. Well, not that you're old. Tinder for old people.
Not that you're old, but now it's for old people. Now
anyway. Old people.
But it was like...
She ended up going on a date with Brad. And then like called me and was like
I didn't know him at the time.
Interesting.
So she calls me and she's like, oh, we're at karaoke, you should come join us. And I was like, did you tell your date that you're inviting me to Third Wheel? And she was like, yeah, because she had already told Brad, like, I live in Panama, like, this is not going anywhere.
Right.
So I met Brad. So when I ran into Mike at Judy and Punch, I was like, oh, I know you. And then I was like, wait,
and I know
also
you.
Anyway, nice. So
wait, that's a fun, crazy.
Yeah, so you guys definitely have clear fate. Do you feel like fate is a real word in this or no? You guys do not look like fate people.
We're not really fate people. I mean, the universe brought us together, right?
Oh, that sounds like fate.
That sounds like fate.
Well, I mean, every action you take in your life leads to the next one. So our actions brought us to that.
I like that.
Train platform. Oh,
I feel like it also speaks to the community piece of Astoria.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go out there and say that.
You were allowed to go out there and say that with your great shirt you got on. Do you want to talk about the new mayor of Astoria for fun while we have this?
Mayor of Astoria?
Well, he's not the mayor of Astoria. He's mayor from Astoria. I am wearing my Educators for Zoran t-shirt. Big fans. We'll see what he does.
Yeah.
We'll see
what you're excited.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
For those who don't follow politics, do you want to just give a quick, including myself in this, a quick...
I guess a lot of your viewers, listeners, whatever, aren't from New York. So Zoran was kind of an out of left field candidate. He identifies as a Democratic Socialist. And his entire platform, he kind of went from having no supporters to having... Majority of support in a year.
January of this year, he was standing in crowds and corners and no one would have recognized him. January, February of this year.
I still wouldn't recognize
him. His entire platform pretty much is about affordability.
About making New York City accessible and affordable.
I just heard that there's going to be free buses. When does that start?
That's one of his selling points. Yeah, he's going to try to make as many buses as possible.
I'm not trying to get super political. I'm a huge fan. I think he has really good ideas. The reason I say cautiously optimistic is I think anytime someone has really big ideas, it's kind of like, okay, how are you going to pull this off?
Yeah, it's true.
He is very young, but he also is very smart, and I think so far he's been hiring intelligent people. I think it's all going to be about the team he creates and if they can help pull his vision together.
The connection to Astoria that's important to note for people around the country is he was a state assemblyman, still is technically, that was elected here in Astoria.
His office is right down the
street. Literally around the corner
above
your supermarket.
Oh my God. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
When we don't know anything. Okay.
So Astoria kind of elected him to his first position. And then when he decided to run for mayor, obviously that's
a cool story.
Propel him.
Wait, that's cute. That's like I knew he had roots, but I didn't know it was like
he's
so
come to my
close.
School, talk to students about like student government.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
About things that like not my,
oh my God, my
class
friends are gonna
specifically,
be so
but student
jealous.
Government. He came and like the student government kids like walked him around the school, told him what they were working on. Yeah. So,
we're also the part of the city that gave the world AOC.
Yeah.
We elected
what is
her.
That?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I don't know who
I'll
that is.
Congresswoman.
It's fine.
She is your congresswoman.
That's awesome, man. I'm so happy for her. I have no idea who we're talking about.
We'll just get into that later. That's
I do my absolute best to avoid any kind of political.
Maybe let's not say that either.
Politics.
Right? Maybe let's just say we're learning and growing.
Yeah. Okay? Fair enough. We're learning
and
growing.
Perfect.
Well, this was a small lesson.
It's true. Thank you. Learning and growing.
Yes. Do you have something next?
Well, I want to talk about Frankie's dog story. I want to talk about Marty.
I don't know what to do first. I want to talk about
how Mike made 12 servings of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that was crazy. Amount of mashed potatoes. Fantastic.
We were just talking
potatoes.
About that this morning. We were that was perfect. So many mashed potatoes and it was so yummy.
It's delicious.
About 8 pounds of potatoes.
Like, that's a lot of potatoes.
We still have some in our fridge.
I still have a little bit left.
Really?
What I would like to do is a lot of the listeners of Two Dorks New York may be on the old side. Of all of us.
What, like Nana Grandpa? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think they know about, the students that you teach and the world of the sixes and the sevens. And I just realized my that my parents, when they were visiting, just learned that expression just recently. So it's interesting. I would like you as a teacher to describe this thing to the elderly.
So I teach fifth grade math. I teach three different classes, and there's an internet meme that, as far now, as I don't know if
meme. You gotta be careful with the word meme.
Internet trend.
Yeah.
Call it a social media trend.
Yeah, that's good.
TikTok that, trend.
As far as I know, it doesn't really mean anything. I think it connects back to like a rap song that someone sang, and then someone made a video, and they basically, I think it was about someone's height, and they said he may be 6'7", and it just became 6'7", and you know, we don't have graphics, but you hold your hands kind of like they're on a weight. You
say scale. Scale, 6'7".
And so kids just say it all the time.
All the time.
Even when... it has nothing to do with anything that's happening. But as a math teacher, we do a lot of counting. We do a lot of regrouping. We do a lot of carrying the number and then counting up. So I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 a lot. And then the kids go, ooh.
6, 7, 6, 7.
It's just kind of annoying. Thanks, Mike.
I like that.
and the way that I have addressed it is I just kind of lean into it. And I kind of say it before they even have a chance to say it. That's and smart. By doing so, I think I'm making it a lot less cool.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So they're going to
if your teacher's
they're
doing it, then why are you doing it?
They're going to be over it by January.
I'm sure.
That's huge.
I mean, this is kind of like the longest
This is a long one.
But compared to other ones that I've dealt with in the past, I'll take it because at least it's not like mean or hurtful. It's just kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Whereas like some of the stuff in the past was like actually mean.
Right.
Don't worry about that. The squirrel's building a nest.
There's
anyway.
A squirrel that's just destroying a tree. And
yeah,
that's
whole thing.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Just because I realized just recently that some people don't.
Well, yeah, like Jack was saying it, and Nana was like, what's going on?
Right.
Right. Just want to give it to those people.
Okay,
so I think I would like to hear that Frankie had to undergo quite the experience with an animal.
You want me to say it?
You can...
I think you guys both can tag team this story.
Yeah, you can drive the people to the ER and urgent care.
It started with Bonnie at the with brunch at the Bonnie.
It's true. I had just seen them.
We were leaving...
We were just having a casual, like,
Saturday brunch.
Like, little chimichanga.
Yeah, we walked out. We stopped on the corner because Frankie was looking at something on her phone. And I looked up and I saw a dog running down the middle of 23rd
Describe
Avenue.
Describe this dog.
Oh.
15 to 18 pounds, white.
Whitish-gray.
Whitish-gray dog. You know.
How heavy is Marty?
Marty's 14 pounds.
Okay, 14 so a little bigger than Marty.
A little bigger than Marty.
Okay.
Anyway, this dog is running towards 31st Street.
And for people who don't know Astoria, like, it's not Manhattan, but this is one of the busier streets in Astoria. Like, decent amount of traffic.
I see the dog running down the middle of the street. I start to hear
no collar, no harness.
From there, you can't really tell.
No,
but it was naked.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It was naked.
Truly. Anyway, I hear a woman screaming, and a couple other people are starting to notice this and start chasing after the dog.
So we literally end up on a wild dog chase.
Yeah,
for about 10 minutes.
That's nice.
About 10 minutes, and the dog is finally sort of cornered into a yard.
Yeah, I should also interject and say, like, we went on, like, multiple different streets, and, like, we were, like, yelling at cars to stop.
We were stopping
cars,
traffic.
Cars, like, kept almost hitting it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's scary.
Yeah,
so it ends up, it's basically us and, like, four other people.
Yeah,
And the woman who had, we'd learned, just adopted the dog. We ended up cornering the dog into alleyway parking lot behind a house, and the dog is terrified. The dog is like crawling under this car. The woman is screaming hysterically,
of course,
like, come to me baby. And then she's like, but I just adopted her, she doesn't know who I am.
Does it even have a name? Does it have a name?
Yes, but
I'm blanking on the name too. She probably changed the name.
Dobby.
Yeah.
But she changed it anyway.
She's changed it since then.
We're all trying to lure this dog out, and she starts to grab at it, and I just instinctually, I'm like, this woman doesn't have a good grip
one
on this dog,
not
so I
be
grab
able to
too, and I get bit on my face, under my nose, on my lip, my hand, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't even clock it right away. Like, I felt it, but I remember saying to you, I was like, did I get bit? And you're like, yeah, you got bit.
Right.
And then I just
you're
start
like
crying. Just like, not even because of the pain, just because it's like,
shock.
The trauma and the shock.
Yeah. Shock.
And the woman starts apologizing. I'm sorry. And I was like, I'm not mad at you. Just like,
Take your dog and go.
Anyway, and then she says, I just adopted him. We say, well, where did you adopt the dog from? And she says, Waggy Tail. And we're like, oh my God, that's the rescue we got Marty from. That's the rescue we foster with. So, yeah, like, I immediately call one of my contacts there. And it's just, I'm like, here's what happened. They did confirm the dog was vaccinated, but I was just so overwhelmed by the whole thing. We went to the ER and I did end up doing
the rabies
vaccine, which is the most painful thing I've ever endured.
Does that cut your arm or your leg?
So it's not the regular shot.
It's so painful.
The regular shot is whatever. That's like getting a flu shot. And you do that four times. There's four of them. You do it over a 2-week period. What they do that hurts is something called immunoglobulin, which is basically the antibodies for rabies, and they inject them directly into the cuts where you've been bitten. And that was on my hand, which has lots of little tendons and joints. So that felt, I described it as someone like slicing my skin off.
Oh, perfect.
So
with a hot knife.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want. But, you know, I'm now, that was what, a month ago now?
No, 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
I'm done with my rabies course. I've now, I'm now fully vaccinated against rabies. So
perfect.
My best friend said I can get a pet raccoon.
that would be so cool.
The dog, as far as I know, is doing okay. She's adjusting. Apparently, she's actually a very chill dog. She was freaking out.
Bad day.
Yeah. Her name is Amelia now.
Okay.
Aw, wait, cute.
And yeah, that's the story.
Yeah.
So you skipped over the part that I care about most. Yeah. How is this dog biting you in your lip and in your hand?
She grabbed it.
Like, it grabs it.
I know, but how is it just going like bam, 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 bam?
Yeah. It's
just
all like seconds.
Like, yeah.
The dog was like, who the fuck are
you? Have you never had like an animal like freak out in your arms?
I guess, yeah. But I mean, I mean, it's clearly getting skin. Like, I mean, that's pretty aggressive.
Well, they have teeth.
It's just
all super quick.
Yeah, it just sounds fast.
Fur animal bites, relatively superficial. Like, they have healed. Like, I don't have huge gashes or anything.
Sure.
I did have to have one stitch in my lip.
Really?
Yeah, just one.
Ouch.
It didn't scar at all. I'm trying to look for it.
If you look really closely, there's a little bump.
Yeah, you might see it.
Oh, maybe a tiny bump. Is that a permanent thing?
I don't know. I've been putting, like...
Yeah, doesn't look like there's anything, really. You got to look real close.
So...
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate that. Now we go transition into your child. Your child, Marty
McFly. Our child.
Yeah.
Yes.
They've seen some crazy things happen at Bonnie, though.
Oh, you want
like
to move to
Bonnie?
Like
the table flipping. You can move to Bonnie. Like, that was crazy. Yeah, I'm just saying, Bonnie kind of, don't stop coming because I love seeing you guys.
Oh, of course
there.
Not. We'll be there.
I'll be there.
Yesterday, John was like, how was Thanksgiving with the regulars? And I was like, who?
Oh, the regulars.
I'm still not over the fact that he said, I think his name is Mike. Like, John, you know his
name
is Mike.
Come on, John, you know my name, yeah.
Was he
trying to downplay that he likes us?
Probably. He's such like a fickle enigma, grumpy old man.
Guy?
Yes. Yeah. Like, did you know he has like a stress ball that he is named Ball? And it's one of those like... slime ball things, and it sits like on the corner of the bar on a shelf, and no one's allowed to touch him.
Well,
for, like,
the day of the dog event, there was an issue with our order.
Oh yeah,
where like, it was fine. It was like Mike's food came out earlier than mine, and it was not really his food, and like we didn't care. And John was like, "That's not your food," and then he like took it back. And it was fine.
He was in the kitchen for like 15 minutes.
But my point is, when Mike brought up the dog thing to him, he was like, I remember, like, your order was wrong.
He was like, people just don't know how to read the numbers on the tickets.
No, he, like, one thing goes wrong, and sometimes I'll, like, wander over to, like, get a Sprite or, like, just, like, say hi because I'm all the way in the front, and he'll be like, no one knows how to do their job today. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back to my stand.
He has been there longer than anybody. So
it's true. Yeah. Oh,
but he's a good guy.
He's prickly.
I feel like we're all over the place with this.
So
it's okay. It's how it happens.
The table flipping, it was Keith behind the bar.
Oh my God, poor Keith.
It's worth noting, is Irish, has an Irish accent. And an older man who also was Irish and had an accent came in and sat down at the bar. And was pretty clearly, at least to Keith, he was clearly drunk. He ordered a gin and soda, I think. I think Keith poured it a little light because he knew the guy was drunk. And then when the guy wanted another one, he wasn't going to keep serving him, cut him off. So the guy slammed some money down on the counter and then went over to the hostess.
No, at the server. It was Annie.
It was Annie who was kind of filling in, I guess, temporarily until I think Yeah, because it was like at 5-ish, yeah.
And I don't get there till 6.
So. Said
this was when you were working there?
It had just right happened before. When I walked in. They were like, you just missed this.
So, whoa. Yeah, hold on.
Oh my
hold
God. On. I'm holding on, Mike.
I haven't gotten to the best part. So oh my goodness. This guy says something to Annie about how bartender's
that
an
bartender
asshole.
Keith is an asshole. Yeah. And Annie's like.
And he storms out.
Thank you for your feedback.
And as he.
I will
as
log
he,
that in the library.
As he's leaving, he reaches down outside the Bonnie and with both hands picks up one of the picnic tables that is out there in good weather and the people sit at, picks it up by one edge and just flips the whole
the
thing
wood
over.
Picnic table?
Yeah, wood, like the big
one. One arm.
Like the 6 foot table.
He used both arms, but okay. he was drunk.
That's
so
pretty insane.
Yeah. And as that's happening, I see it and I turn. I'm like, Keith, he's flipping over the table.
It came very close
it came very
to going,
close
like,
to
going through
the window.
The window.
Really? Yeah.
And,
that
then would he have been
so
bad.
And he just left.
And then that was
what
it.
What did Keith say about the whole thing?
That's when he told us some of the details about him being okay. drunk and that I
yeah, we
wasn't going to keep
wasn't,
serving
like,
him.
Clear.
Okay. Yeah.
But we're pretty sure he just went to another bar.
Probably. He was like a little shaken up. With Keith, you can't really tell yeah. when people like make him mad. Not like John. He's like more professional in a way where he's like keeps it in. But there's like yeah. subtle little Keith things that you're like, okay, like something happened.
There was a time recently when someone just walked out on a bill and John was bartending and he just very calmly picked up the bill, walked around the bar, walked out, followed the person down the street.
Oh, John will chase them.
Found them and got them to come back and pay it. I think it was an accident. I don't think they were, because they weren't. They were just right. wandering down the
yeah,
street.
But how, I mean, you've told me this story before, but how can that be an accident? When I'm going into a bar and I've purchased one, there is a huge thing hanging over my head
sure.
saying,
well, you think
I
about
to...
all your money all the time.
That's fair. That's
yeah.
fair.
This looked like a person who, it looked like a business thing. And like mm-hmm. one person was paying
right.
for
you
it.
Told me that.
And she mm-hmm. just forgot.
Right.
And they were walking out and chatting and John tracked them down very calmly.
Mm. Right.
Interesting. Okay.
Anyways, I walk in after the table and you guys are like, you'll never guess what happened. I'm like, what's going on? It's like Wednesday night. Like, yeah. what could be happening?
Yeah. Yep, I guess it was.
But that yeah. was crazy. No. Oh, I remember what I wanted to ask. Sorry, did I just yell in your ears?
You're doing great.
Okay, so we got a lot of food recs from y'all because you've like been sure. here and you take us amazing places like Vigilia and all the things. You're like, no,
I
don't
correct you on the pronunciation.
Oh, what is it?
It's actually Philia.
Oh, really?
It means daughter in Italian.
Oh, okay. Philia.
You don't pronounce the G?
I guess not.
No.
Wait, thanks for that.
It's technically
it didn't
silent.
Feel the most correct.
For the record,
I wanted
the record,
to say the G.
For those who are listening, these are the folks that will always come back the week after and go like, oh yeah, Mike says you don't say sub, you say like train or something.
Subway.
You know? Yeah, subway. These are
they're
these
like,
people.
Or I was talking about yoga and Frankie's like, yeah, here are like 5 yoga places you can yeah. go to. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. Yeah.
They're like a Google search that
it's
we did.
Really
need.
True.
Yeah, we're like the Astoria Google search. Yeah.
It's true. No, but on that, I wanted you guys to like name your top 5 food places of Astoria.
In Astoria.
Yeah.
Well, I think the one we were just talking about,
Philia
is definitely number one right now for sure.
Yeah, you've been posting a lot about it.
Yeah, we've gone there a few times in the past few weeks.
Went there with Lev last night.
Yeah.
He got buttered.
We're also going to go ahead
really?
And plug your guys' Instagram handles.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Your Instagram handles because they have some good content there.
Yeah, we'll tag them.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's hard.
It is hard.
Do you want to like narrow it down to like
top
just
three.
Restaurants or like just drinks?
Oh, he's
or...
got a list.
I'm going to be honest. Bonnie is definitely
I
on
love
there.
That.
Partly because we like now know everyone who works there, so we get good service. But it's also solid drinks, solid food. I wouldn't say like the food is like out of this world, but it's like it's reliable. It's good,
yeah. Yummy.
That was just Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie for sure.
Where does Jack's Pizza land in all of this?
It's fine.
It's a fine pizza. It's a slice shop.
5.
Can we get that today?
Yes, because honest to God, I thought that was the best New York slice I've had in a long time.
I think it's probably the best in this area. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other top.
I mean, the place that comes to mind is Aboukir.
Oh, Aboukir is really good.
Where is that?
Where is
it's
that?
On Steinway.
Aboukir is an Egyptian seafood place.
That explains it.
Whoa.
And it is a hole in the wall.
Of course.
And it is like... You literally go up to the counter and you like pick what you want to eat, and then they're like, "How do you want it cooked?"
Yeah. Like you pick your seafood. And
yeah,
then
it's kind of
We need to go to there.
It's very, like, it's not an, you don't go there for atmosphere. You don't go there for ambiance.
No, you go for the food.
You go for the food. It is BYOB because they don't serve. Yeah, they don't serve.
You can learn to bring your own beer, huh?
Yeah. I think
we haven't been there in a minute.
Yeah. Taverniki Claudi's is probably the best Greek food.
Where's this?
That's the famous one on Ditmars.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best. Mm-hmm. That's the blue one, right?
The big green tent thing.
They're all blue. They're all green. But yes. But yes.
Okay. Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to put a plug in for Wadawa sushi. Okay.
Wadawa sushi, also
it's
on Ditmars.
For sushi.
But it's there's but a reason.
We also really like that Thai place, too, that you go to a lot after.
The one next to Bonnie?
Yeah.
That's like it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, like, yeah, nothing special. Right home,
is it yum though? Like
the Thai food we had on 30th was really good.
Oh yeah,
was that Pochana?
Yes. Yeah. That's really yummy.
That place is good.
Yeah. What about desserts? Give me two dessert places that you would go to in Astoria, because that's a big one for me.
Figo for gelato.
That's a good classic.
Right over here on our corner.
I prefer Van Leeuwen.
It's true.
That's a chain.
It's a chain.
It's
still
good.
It is still good.
Yeah.
There's been hit or misses though. Van Leeuwen, we had a really good milkshake, and then one was literally just milk.
Yeah, cake. True. Oh. And I'm not a dessert person. Oh. 30th is New York Bakery.
Yeah.
I got his birthday cake there, and we got my friend at work's bridal shower cake there, and they're solid. It looks like nothing outside. Right. It actually looks kind of unappealing.
The ones that look the grossest outside are the best inside. New York Bakery
is probably the best cake that I would get in Astoria.
I love cake.
Yep. Your eyes are like twice the size. Yeah.
Martha's Country Bakery is not overrated, your favorite, but it's a good bakery.
Overrated. Also a chain.
Best Irish breakfast, Jack Jones on Ditmars.
Jack Jones, we've done that. I haven't gotten the food there, though.
Yeah.
That was fun. Have you been to Jack Jones?
No.
Yet?
There's
no.
A lot more than that.
That was a fine little
Irish okay. Park. I love hearing about it. I feel like we still haven't explored, like...
Not even close.
Have you guys gone to the bars over on 30th? Like, Judy and Punch and Maggie?
We haven't touched 30th other than Crepery and...
I feel like, especially because you guys are, like, I think, like, wanting a little more of, like, a younger vibe-ish. No, I'm
not saying that we're craving that.
No. But so Judy and Punch was, like, my favorite bar when I moved here. And their happy hour is $5 drinks, $5 well drinks, $5 beers, $5 wines. They have free popcorn.
Yeah.
Next door is Maggie Hall's, which is like a little bit like going for a little bit more classier vibe.
Yeah.
More but like I really cocktail like bar. We go there. We go to both of them every now and then because they let dogs in. So we take Marty. I think you would like those spots.
Yeah.
That's good. I feel like when the Bonnie staff like goes out, they always like hit 30th, which makes sense because they're all like 25.
Also, it's a little
they probably
more
hit Sweet Afton.
Yeah, they go to Sweet Afton then like around there. So,
you know, so Judy and Punch Maggie Hall's are around the corner from Sweet Afton. And then across the street is Dominie's. Actually, a girl who's now in her 30s, but we met her when she was about your age. She said she was going, we were in Manhattan. She said, I'm going to Astoria. I'm going to the Astoria Triangle. And I was like, what the heck is
that's
that
the triangle?
And that's the triangle.
That's cool.
Those three, now four bars.
Okay, that's have to hit the Astoria Triangle. Yeah.
But Judy and Punch has my heart, and Maggie Hall's is the same owners.
Okay.
Oh, okay. But Judy and Punch we'll have to go. Special.
Yeah, that. I mean, you know, 30th is a popping place when you're on the subway. Like, there's crowd from Lex
off.
All the way to 30th, and then everyone gets off, and it's like empty.
It's true. That's when I sit down.
Yeah, that's when I sit down too. So, for the moment where I had just a moment of hope that we could just go quickly over to another place. I was looking at some really nice spots on 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Best fancy dinner in Astoria is Christo's Steakhouse.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Ooh.
Steakhouse.
Yeah.
And you just don't eat red meat that much.
That's fair.
Do you enjoy steak?
I had so much steak in college that I'm at the point where I really don't need
it. You had steak in college?
Well, that's when EBT was first in my life.
Oh my God.
And I would literally, in Save Mart, there it was there. And
I know
there was
you had that
crazy,
walk down to
yeah,
a
there was crazy
5 minute
deals
walk.
On meat. So me and Dylan, Iran.
Oh my God, we left out beer and cheese.
Okay, yeah, you guys do love beer and
you
cheese.
You love beer and cheese.
Beer and cheese collective.
A lot of the places we go to are because of the people who work there. We've become like we made relationships with them.
Right.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, but I was just telling Leonard I want to be a regular somewhere, but it's sort of like
Wiley's.
I have to like go there to be a regular.
Wiley's is cool.
in their kitchen.
I want to see their food. Yeah, I want to see their food situation.
It is?
Tomorrow. It starts. Yeah.
Food starts tomorrow.
Yeah, so yeah. We'll check.
It's going to start simple, wow. Like well, sandwiches, burgers, fries, stuff like that.
And then, I yeah. put a plug for nachos.
I know.
I wish.
I had an extensive conversation with the guy in charge of food about nachos. And he's like, it's on the list.
Yeah, I miss
it's
nachos.
It's not on the menu, but it's on the list. Well, there are no good nachos in Astoria.
No, period. I haven't my brother and I went to Acento's.
Okay.
Acento's. Okay. Those nachos were like big, but they were like mid. They're just big. There's a lot of
them. We went there like
with
my
mom too. Yeah.
Yeah, like the first day with your mom. Yeah.
And it was young, but it's like not like wow.
It's a good deal. I thought it was a good deal.
Yeah.
You love a deal.
I love a deal. And I'm pissed that we didn't get one for this. But what are you gonna do?
He's so mad about the ceiling.
Did you guys record about this yet?
Yeah, we like talked about it a little
this morning.
But it was more just like.
Have you tried pizza from Rose and Joe's Bakery or from Rosario's?
In a store?
Yeah.
Rosario's the Italian market next to Chase Bank.
Uh-huh.
They have do really pizza good pizza.
In the back. Really?
And Rose and Joe's does.
Rose and Joe's is more like a flatbread.
It's like a
kinda.
Sicilian style pizza.
Oh.
Or like a Detroit style. Oh. Like a little thicker crust, but it's very good.
I like a thicker crust. All right. We should try. There's so many things to try still.
I know. We need to like
It's just hard
go.
For us to get out and
those
do stuff.
Those are cheap too. You know, like it's Rose true. And Joe's is like three yeah. bucks for a slice. So.
Oh my true. God. Yeah, we need to do that.
Oh my God.
Okay, so lastly, you need to talk about your hairy baby.
Harry
Marty.
Baby.
And then
we want to know about Marty.
I just want the people to know about
Leonard just loves child. Marty, so yeah. he wants to talk
Marty.
About
him. Marty is
how is Marty? Marty? How's his diet?
Yeah, walk me He's, through how that works.
Which part?
How you how measure his food, oh. how you got him, all of it.
Well,
all
right, so we
adopted Marty. So
in the fall of 2019.
We wanted a dog, and we applied, actually, while we were out at a bar with Brad and Flora, we applied for a different dog. I believe his name was Brody.
Oh.
And he was like a very, like, what you think of, like, when you think of, like, an advertisement for, like, an adorable little fluffy, it was, like, kind of, like, not quite a doodle, but a little doodly. Anyway, whatever.
The like rescue,
reached out to us and was like, Brody has been adopted, but are you interested in other dogs? And we were like, yes, we are interested in other dogs. And they were like, what are you looking for? And I said, we wanted a small dog who was an adult. We didn't want a puppy.
So
And we were pretty flexible beyond that.
Yeah.
Like I said that we would like a dog that didn't shed very much would be great, but it wasn't like a deal breaker. And they sent us another dog. This is Waggytail. And they sent us another dog named, I don't remember her name, but she was a girl dog. And like the timing just didn't work out. It was like when she was arriving from wherever, we were not going to be available. We were actually going to be in Ohio visiting Oberlin, my college.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So fast
forward like a week, we're like in the cab going to LaGuardia to go to Oberlin, and we get an email
with this photo.
We have a pup for you.
Oh my God.
And they sent us this adorable picture of Marty, and I literally held it and looked at it, showed it to Mike, and I was like, I think this is our dog. And they
that's
rescue was like,
got.
Do you want to do foster to adopt? Where you like foster
right,
and
make
like,
sure it's
have,
good
like, a
first,
child
right.
period. And I was like, that's kind of perfect because we'd never had a dog before. So we did that. And I will never forget that their description of him. So his name was Beauregard, first of all. But the bio they sent of us said that Beauregard likes to lounge on top of a pillow. And it could not be more accurate.
It also said that he had been found by a cat rescuer in
a
deplorable
part of
South
Dallas.
Deplorable.
He was hanging out with stray cats.
Oh, my God.
And
he had all his ladies around him.
Yeah.
And I just saw that picture and I was like, I gotta have him.
Oh my God.
I mean, we picked him up at a Home Depot parking lot. That's where the transport van was parked. And I mean, we knew within a minute we weren't giving him back, I think.
Right.
And now he's a spoiled New York City dog.
And he loves to lounge on a pillow.
All right. Now, why is his name Marty?
Changed his name to Marty.
And we gotta plug his Instagram as well.
It's true.
Yeah.
Marty McScruff.
Marty McScruff is his Instagram. Which that name probably tells you why he's named Marty. He is named after one of the greatest movie characters of all time, Marty McFly.
Marty McFly.
But it also just suits
characters.
Him.
And it suits him well. Marty is an old man. It's kind of an old man name.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
No, yeah. No, it's a good name.
Beauregard.
Beauregard.
That's
also it's a ridiculous name.
I like that's Beauregard.
That's so funny.
Like he was also like 11 pounds when we got him. He was so underweight.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Bones. Just so bones, now like a bag
you
of bones.
Measure his food every day.
Yes, we measure his food to the gram.
He's on a no protein diet.
He's on a, yeah, he's getting low protein treats.
Oh, low protein. Protein.
Low protein yes. treats. He's getting older now, 10 to 11. So
it's true.
6'7"
Oh my god!
When you just say two numbers together, that's
exactly,
pretty
that's
much
when
it.
They do
oh
it.
No! My god!
But Marty's doing well, and Marty's he loves Leo. Well. Loves you guys.
It's yeah. true.
He loves Leo, though. Let's be real.
He doesn't like Norm.
No, he doesn't like Norm.
That's okay. That's okay.
He rallied.
They
rallied.
Got to like
he
an did. Okay place.
They did. This yeah. we're talking about Thanksgiving. You heard about it in the last podcast.
Well,
not
Norm
about the
is
dogs,
Robin
but,
Carey's dog. Yeah. Or.
Did you talk about my plank holding contest?
No, we
no,
didn't.
You definitely had a plank off.
Oh my god, I forgot about
young
that.
Cousin Jack. I didn't even see
with
that.
Jack.
And
you were
lost,
being sushi.
I lost, but I like we could have kept. It. I think yeah. we both could have kept going.
It's not worth getting sweaty on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah,
it's
like 2 minutes before dinner. I didn't really want to like keep doing it anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
if my life depended on it, I could have.
Yeah. yeah. And I believe you.
Yeah.
You guys looking you were looking yeah. solid.
I beat him in the dice game, so
that's true.
It's
that's
true.
Very important.
Redemption.
Heavy and Farkle, I think it's called.
Yeah. yeah, that's what your mom called it.
Yeah, weird game. Any whizzles. Do we have anything else before we say goodbye? You guys want to say anything? We got a plug. What's your plug yourselves? Plug your handles.
We'll tag them too.
Sure. My Instagram is schmeggy85.
That's no one's going to be able to spell that. So
S-H-M-E-G-G-Y-85.
Okay.
Mine is FranksMD.
So you can give us a follow if you want to learn more about Astoria.
And Marty, more importantly, is Marty McScruff.
It's true. That's the most important one, to be honest.
I mean, the only thing I would say is, you know, to the people who are listening who are not from New York, which is probably most of the people in your families.
Sure.
When you come to New York City, go outside of Manhattan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't get stuck in the tourist traps that are
that's
in Manhattan.
Very well said.
Hop
that's
on
so
the train.
True.
Go to Astoria. Go to Long Island City.
Go to Jackson
go to Brooklyn.
Heights. Go to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Check out those other places. It's worth it.
I would say my favorite place so far in all of New York that I've been, and I will keep going, is to Hunter's Point. That park right there is just so beautiful.
Okay.
Long Island
yeah.
City.
Yeah.
I really like Long
I
Island
go
City.
To that library. That's
Gutters is like my favorite bar. It's
oh,
just
the,
like,
you went the bowling
yeah,
place?
I
yes.
did. Yeah.
yeah. He so went funny. Back too.
Yeah. It's I really like that. I like Long Island City pretty heavily, but it's expensive. But yeah. I like that area.
Yeah. Vernon Boulevard right there has a lot to do.
Yep.
It's true. That's yeah. such good advice. Yeah.
All right, Frankie, how about yours? You got a sign off?
I feel like I was agreeing with that. I don't know.
You can agree.
Collective
you can have your
I
own.
Agree.
Okay.
Also, good. Adopt a dog. It's highly recommended.
Do you recommend that we adopt
trying,
a dog right now?
We're
recommend
trying.
That everybody adopt a dog.
How about right now in our situation? You say, should we get one
no.
right now?
I think you guys need like a year.
A
thank
full
you.
Year?
Oh, you can no. spend you can spend as much time as you want with Marty right now. So
it's that's true. That's true. Good. We don't have our life together enough to
not
bring a child into
close.
It.
We had one leak and I was turned upside down.
Oh my
down.
God. Yeah, can you imagine a dog being in that?
I don't know. Actually, maybe it would have helped.
Oh, God.
Get an emotional dog.
This guy.
Any whizzles?
Well, we just want to say a big thank you
yes.
to publicly. I mean, I know we like
publicly.
Tell you guys publicly. It's a room with just us. But I think we would have gone through way more struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, definitely we
I
would've.
Just returned the last item of what I borrowed from Mike just like a few weeks ago. So.
Right, like how long did we have
the
your
drill?
Drill? Yeah. yeah. Exactly.
Which is really nice. It's a really nice drill.
Yeah, well, I love that drill.
Appreciate you everything you guys do,
I do
for
have
us.
Two drills, but that's the better one that I gave him.
Aw, wait, sweet. Yeah, we just love having you guys here to help with everything, really.
We like having you guys
here. We love
close
having
by.
You here too.
Oh. Cool.
That's Astoria. Right.
So, do you know how to sign this thing off?
I'm Mike.
I'm Frankie.
I'm Solo.
And I'm Lee.
And we're in NYC.